This is Arch Obler. Do you love your wife or your husband or your friend? Or do you hate? The terrors you are about to hear are in your own mind. Listen to them.
Hey, glory woman!
Hey, hey, now that's enough! Cut it up! Break it up, will you? Oh, Linda, for the love of Mike, cut it out, will you? Your husband will be tearing in here in a minute.
Oh, yeah? So what? Hey, give me my drink, Joe. Oh, baby, do I feel swell.
Oh, golly, look what time it is. Come on, Joe, we better get out of here.
Yeah, okay.
Don't go. I don't want to be alone.
Your husband's here, ain't he?
Oh, so that's the same thing, isn't it? Come on, stick around. Let's have some more fun. I got, let's say,
blue.
I'm as blue as I can.
Linda! For heaven's sakes, Linda.
Oh, well, speak of the devil. Hiya, Johnny boy. Come on in. The water's wet. Only don't slip on the ice cubes.
Linda, for heaven's sake, I'm trying to work.
Oh, go away. Go away. You're spoiling my party. Throw him out of here, Kenny. He's only my husband.
Oh, Linda, take it easy.
Get out of here. You, whatever your name is, get out.
Okay.
You two, go on. Clear out.
I'm going.
No. No, wait. Don't listen to him. It's my house. It's my house. You. You kicked him out, my friends. You kicked him out.
Linda, I've begged with you. I've pleaded with you to keep those people out of this house while I'm trying to get some work done.
You?
Audience, it's Madge. Sorry to interrupt the Archer Ober. I'll play that at some point later. It's amazing. I just want to see if I need to obsess on any background noise. One sucks, cunt. I'm going to turn this on. Just forgive me, audience. I want to try these little filters here. This is on. Oh, that's a horrible background. I don't think it's noise. I think it's just house. Let's try. Okay, I'm just going to turn on the noise gate, I guess. Do we like the noise gate? Can somebody tell me if we like the noise gate? This is the noise gate on. What it does is it turns off the noise only when I'm not talking. So does that sound better than... I'm going to turn it off now. This is with the noise gate off. Can you hear that background noise? Somebody answer me. It's very important for my mental illness. Okay, so I'm going to put that on. And now, audience, Tammy called while I was playing that clip, so I'm going to try and bring her on into this conversation. And we're going to talk about some nice things, I hope. Some nice things, because that's what girls do. Girls talk about nice things. Okay, is that working? Let's see. Tampon Tammy. Tammy. Tampon Tammy. Tampon Tammy. Wait. I never understand Skype. I just want to type the number in, and it's so difficult. Let's see. What's the number of the tampon? I got to go to... This is so dumb. I think the way I do it is very special ed, but I do it. Tampon Tammy. There's the number. I hope that's the number. I hope that works. Is this Tammy?
Hello?
Oh, hey, wait, am I recording? Let me check. Hi, Tammy, how are you? It's Madge. Madge here.
I'm overclamped.
What's going on?
Parents are just driving me nuts. I'm on my way into the city now to see the psychiatrist, and then I'm going to go back out to the country, but I'm going to go back.
You're going to go back to the psychiatrist?
My friend Michael. I'm going to go back out to the country to visit my friend Michael to stay at his house because I just can't. I mean, the minute the bedroom door... I went out there yesterday to have a new security system installed, which, you know, my mother's bitching about the cameras. She didn't like them. She didn't like the app that they used and, you know, all this other stuff, and she couldn't use the little control panel, and, you know, it was all too hard.
You're talking about what was too hard?
The little security panel, you know, the little punch panel that you use, you know, when you leave, you have to, you know, in the app, and they couldn't see the cameras through their app on their phones. So I researched and got this new one, and, you know, and they just you know, they just made me nuts with it. My dad was just making me nuts with it. You know, if anything goes wrong with it, it's all going to come down on me. And
you know, that's the worst thing about having parents is tech support.
I know. Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. You are right.
Thank you.
You are right. You are very right. You're right on with that.
Right.
And if anything goes wrong with it, you're even righter about that because, you know, it's your fault. Your fault.
What's my fault? Getting eaten out?
If there's something wrong with the system, if something goes wrong with it, it's your fault.
Yeah. Of course.
You know, and these alarm companies are a scam because all you do is buy a bunch of cameras and hook them up to somebody's house and contract it out with some call center down south. They're all down south.
You mean in South Asia?
Yeah, the south of the nation. And, you know, like Florida,
mm-hmm.
or South Carolina.
Yeah.
Or something like that, you know.
They have call centers there.
What?
Yeah, they have call centers far away. But isn't that what you're paying for? So, but now you're the call center, right? Aren't you the call center?
No, I'm not. Because when the alarm goes off, the call center is alerted, and then the call center will call the police for you.
Right.
That's what happens.
Can't you just get them an iPhone and just tell them to hold down the button? You know what I mean?
You know, that's really all it is.
Can you get them a fallen and I can't get up a necklace?
I mean, pretty much. Well, I mean, you know what, Madge?
Yeah.
I have to start my day count all over again. That's how much they upset me yesterday.
Oh, no. You relapsed?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Tammy, on what?
I did. Vodka.
How much? A fifth?
No.
Half a fifth?
No. A pint.
A pint?
Whatever it is. The half a pint.
Well, just get back on that horse, Tammy. Are you going to get back on that horse? Get sober again?
I don't know.
You got to stay sober. You spent all that time in the nunnery or whatever that was. Don't put that down the drain. Just think Robin could torture you and steal your bike, and then 2 weeks later, he could make you fall on your bike just to be a bitch.
Well,
so you have to be careful. Look what he's doing. Look what he's done to me.
Had a slip here.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, just a slip.
And nobody's giving me any money, you know, from at Tampon Tammy.
Are you serious?
.com or whatever.
Nobody?
Yeah, nobody's giving me any money.
Oh, man. That's shitty.
Last night I just, you know, my father was just, you know, raking me over the coals, just, you know, about the cameras and
the alarm
security system and everything. I mean, it was just terrible.
Audience,
it was just terrible.
Let me talk to the audience. Audience, please give money to Tampon Tammy. You can reach her at $Tampon Tammy on the Cash App.
Cash App.
Yeah.
Cash App. And I need more than five lousy dollars too, people.
Stop. That's not a good way to get money, Tammy.
Well, I don't know what else to say. I mean,
if you call people Jew people, they're probably not going to donate.
I don't know. I'm trying anything.
It's just a thought.
I'm in such a foul mood.
You sure seem to be.
I'm very upset. I'm on my way to the psychiatrist right now. I am. I'm on my way to the psychiatrist right now. And, you know, these people are just, you know, going crazy if they get on the expressway because the ramps are so short. You know, it's just, I just, you know, now I know my mom knows I was drinking.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how long was your relapse?
How long what?
Was your prolapse? Your relapse?
Oh, how long was the relapse? Oh, last night. Just last night.
Just the one night with the one pint.
Right.
But nothing today.
Nothing today. Right.
Are you going to go to bed sober, Tammy?
I think so. I could do some pot, though, tonight.
Well, listen, you don't do pot. You said it makes you anxious.
I know. But I'm going to my friend who does. And I just, it's like the minute the bedroom door opens, so, Tammy!
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like I'm in the bathroom brushing my teeth, and the bedroom door is open. Tammy!
Your mom?
Yeah.
What'd she want?
Tammy! I don't know. Who knows? Tammy!
Well.
Evidently, I dined out last night because in a blackout.
Wait, you glitched out on the phone. Did you say you did get eaten out last night?
No, I left the lasagna out on the counter.
It's so funny because the way it glitched out, it sounded like you said you got eaten out. I swear.
No, I did not get eaten out.
Are you sure you didn't change your eat out to a lasagna?
It was lasagna. I made zucchini lasagna.
Was it good?
I left it out.
We used to grow these giant zucchinis in the garden. And then...
Maris.
What?
Maris did?
Yes.
Why do women like zucchini so much?
Gee, I can't fucking imagine.
They're really into it.
Maybe they're just...
And I don't know why.
Maybe it's the color. They're so pretty.
I don't know why, but they're really into it. It really doesn't taste that good. It really doesn't have anything. I don't understand what the big deal is. I'm a zucchini. You know, they're always giving it away. They bring it to their friends. They've got it in bags and stuff. And they're like,
Tammy,
oh, dear, I brought you a couple of zucchini.
Tammy.
And it's like, what are you going to do with it?
Tammy, do you seriously not know why the zucchini is popular?
Tammy. I mean, somebody asked my dad the other day when we were at lunch, what, you know, like, do you like zucchini? And I said, well, we're subjected to it sometimes.
Tammy, I don't understand how you don't know this, but the zucchini is popular because it goes in the vagina. And you get very good sex from putting it in your vagina. That's why all the women have zucchinis. Of course, zucchini. You fuck them, Tammy. The housewives,
no.
They all fuck them. Yes, you didn't know that.
Why don't you do that?
What are you talking about? Of course you fuck a zucchini. What are
no,
you talking?
Don't.
Well, it's a women lot of...
Women don't fuck vegetables.
Yes.
Women don't fuck vegetables. Really don't.
How do you know?
They have husbands. Because they have husbands and boyfriends.
You don't know what we women do. Okay? Now, Tammy, the thing is, it's a lot easier to go pick up a zucchini than it is to find a black boyfriend if you want a big one. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to be crude.
I know. It's easy. No. I used to just set out on a fire escape.
But you're a woman. I mean, you're a...
And wave them up.
But you're a sexy woman. Everybody wants you. Not everybody is so lucky.
I mean, it's easy. You just set out the fire escape and wave them up on the way home from the David Barton gym.
Well, not everybody has a fire escape. And secondly, that's true.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, that's women don't do that with vegetables.
Yes, they do.
They're going to get, like, bugs or something.
Do you not use emojis?
They're going to get bugs. Do I not use what?
Emojis.
Emojis? No, I don't. I really don't.
Well, that's where you'd see a lot of vegetables. Like the symbol for a penis in emoji is an eggplant, which is even bigger than a zucchini.
I've noticed that eggplant.
Yeah, it's a dick.
Emoji. I kind of wondered what that's all about.
It's a dick, Tammy. How can you be so naive? I can't tell if you're putting me on. Are you putting me on? Are you really that naive?
It's not that I'm naive. I'm just a little bit older than you.
Just a little bit? What does that have to do with this?
I was doing a lot of different things while you were on the computer.
Okay.
You know?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, I was doing different things. I didn't have to be on the computer while you were on the computer. I had other things going on.
What are you talking about? Like when?
Well, I guess, I mean, I didn't really do like America Online.
What did you do, The Prodigy?
No. I just, you know, like sat out on the street, you know. I walked down the street or, you know, like sat out in the fire escape in my underwear or something, you know.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, I just, you know, did other things. I mean, I don't know. I didn't have a computer.
Tammy,
I didn't get my first computer until like 1999 or 2000.
Right.
And then even when I got it, I just tore it apart and put it back together again.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got computer jobs.
Tammy, I saw something very disturbing today, and I wanted to discuss it with you.
All right.
Yeah.
What is it?
Hang on, I gotta search for it. Shit, I forgot. Never mind.
Well, just tell me what it is.
I forgot, seriously, I have to remember. I'll remember in a minute.
Is it a news story?
I don't remember. I just like, you know how you just have a brain fart and you just forget? That's what happened.
Yeah.
I don't fucking remember. It's called being old, Tammy.
I understand that. Did you hear that noise?
No, what is it?
Oh, it's a calendar reminder.
What's going on?
Of the appointment with the psychiatrist.
Oh. Now?
Yeah, 2:00.
Oh. So 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you on your way there?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
That's good. It's probably a good time to go since your parents are driving you fucking crazy, right?
Oh.
Or is it not that kind of
daunting? I don't know what I'm going to do now. Now I'm going to have to start everything all over. I'm going to have to start raising my hand again.
Yeah.
You know. What am I going to do, Madge?
You got to keep on keeping on, Tammy.
What am I going to do?
Tammy, are you just...
I'm going to have to start raising my hand.
So?
Collecting those chips again.
Well, I mean, can't you go to the meetings and not raise your hand? I mean, do you have to submit to the whole business? Can't you just go and not have to go through the theatrics?
Yeah, I mean, I can do that. I need support from them.
Well, you know what, Tammy? You got to do it. It's just one day. Just keep going, you know? It's worth it.
I don't want to go in there and raise my hands for those morons.
It's not that big a deal. If you don't want to, don't do it, but go to the thing and stay, you know, clean for another day. Because you're a miracle. Don't you forget it. You're a living, breathing miracle. Maybe not a power of example right today, but tomorrow you will be. Living, breathing, power of example tomorrow.
I should have known when I bought those Doritos. bad times were coming.
Why Doritos?
You know, I don't know. Yeah. I just should have known it.
Yeah.
It's my father's fault. He stressed me out because of the making me pick out a new security system.
Well, it sounds horrible, but look on the bright side. At least you can blame your parents. That's something that if there's one reason you should have gratitude, it's because you have earned the right to blame your parents. Because that would drive me fucking nuts too. Yeah, that's legit. So you can at least blame them and move on. It's not your fault, Tammy. It's their fault.
I know.
So just keep going.
I can go to the ACOA meeting and blame them.
Oh, that sounds like a party. Do they have Doritos there?
It is. No, but they've got people hugging stuffed animals. Yeah.
What?
They've got people hugging stuffed animals.
You
got
to be shitting me. Do they really do that?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? How does that work with a stuffed animal? What do you do with it?
Well, if you carry it in a duffel bag and then you... You know, when it comes your time to speak, you pull it out and you say, my name is, Mikey, and I'm scared. My child is scared.
Wow.
You know, and then you hug it really tight.
Wow.
It's really good. It's really good. They've been doing that since the 80s.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's really good. You know, my child is scared. My name is Mikey. My name is Little Mikey, and my child is scared.
Aww.
And then you lean over and pull the teddy bear out of the duffel bag and put it up on your lap and hug it tightly.
Oh, my God.
I kid you not.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. And that's good.
That's something.
It's
a whole nother world, right?
It's a whole new world.
Well,
they don't do it as much as they used to, but back in the 80s, back in the late 80s, they were really doing it. Back in the late 80s, when all the psychiatrists and all the therapists used to tell everybody that they were suffering from repressed memory syndrome.
Right, and the adult child,
like Sybil.
Oh. Like literally repressed memories.
Yeah.
What if you didn't have any?
They told you you did anyway.
Oh, and then you have to make them up.
And then you got to make them up, and the therapist would help you remember them, would help you make them up. There's a very good book that goes about Sybil.
Yeah.
Outing Sybil, basically. You know, because the real Sybil, came out, outed the whole thing.
Right.
And said it was a fake. And I remember that. I remember being in therapy. I remember being in 12-step programs around then. And, I remember this one. She was really huge. She was really, really fat. She must have been about 300 pounds. She was in an OA meeting. And she said that she was possessed by a minor entity. And the minor entity would come and rape her and stuff. And
who? Jean Rayburn?
Yeah. Would come and rape her.
Oh, I thought you said Jean Rayburn, the game show host. Remember her?
No, it wasn't Jean Rayburn. No, she was possessed by a minor entity.
Yeah.
And the minor entity would come and rape her and stuff.
In the form of Jean Rayburn of... What was the game show? Match Game?
Match Game.
That would be kind of fun.
I mean, if you were raped by the Match Game host, Gene Rayburn, I mean, I'd kind of be into that, It's like...
Duh.
I mean, I'd be like, tell me what, Charles Nelson Reilly's wearing, or something.
Yeah.
But, you know,
maybe more eat my ass out, Gene Rayburn, with that microphone.
Yeah.
And fuck me with that little tiny skinny microphone.
Tell me what Brett Summers is doing. Tell me how Brett Summers is wearing her hair nowadays.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I mean,
That's great.
I'd be into that kind of shit.
Don't you think Gene Rayburn looks like the first Darren on Bewitched? Kinda. Darren number one. Darren.
Kind of.
You don't see it? Like I know it's like Gene Rayburn's more, he's definitely not fuckable to me. Like, he looks like he's just asexual. But that probably means he's a huge pervert. Do you think he has a big dick or had a big dick? Gene Rayburn.
I don't know about him, but yeah. The next time you watch Password Plus, I want you to take a look at Alan Ludden.
Oh, that's Alan Betty Ludden Wife's husband. Hot. He had a big one?
Alan Ludden is hot, yeah. He's hot. Alan Ludden is hot.
Really?
He is packing some stuff in there.
How do you know? How do you know he's packing?
How do I know? Yeah. I just watch him. I just look at him.
But is it because...
When you watch Alan Ludden, he is really packing some stuff when he walks. You can see it folding, flopping around in there.
Are you serious? It's flopping?
I am dead serious. You go on YouTube and look for Alan Ludden and look at that. There is some stuff flopping around in his pants. It's probably his pants.
Oh, my God. I'm checking it out now. You know, your blinkers tweeted, they triggered a lot of people. They trigger...
My what?
Your blinkers are very triggering to my audience.
I don't know what to say.
I got feedback. They said it definitely does sound like horses clomping around.
I guess I could put it on mute while I do it, you know? But then I won't be able to talk. I feel like I'm ready to pass out now. I hope I don't have another stroke.
Me too.
I can't go to the treatment center again. Oh, God.
Why would you have to go for one day off? It's not even a weekend. Don't they give you coupons? For like a free relapse day?
Know.
They should give out coupons. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's just the things that I've been through, the horribleness that I've been through. You know, it's so hard for me, and people don't really understand or appreciate it.
Oh, is
it?
Yeah, why? Because of your parents? And the car?
Well, just the para-alcoholism.
Oh. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've just been through so much.
Yeah. Well, you're still a miracle, Tammy.
Still what?
You're still a miracle. Hanging in there, you know.
Yeah.
You are. So you might as well just keep the miracle going. Why would you want to end the magic before it? How does it go? Before it sucks?
Before it happens. And the magic before it happens. Or stop
something
the miracle
like that.
Before it happens. Or,
right. Well, don't. Whatever that is, don't. Or whatever. Or do it. Depending on how it goes.
I don't know. Like, stop eating pussy before you're done with the alphabet or whatever. I don't know.
Right, you shouldn't. Is that what you're saying? You shouldn't stop eating pussy until you're finished with the alphabet. Right?
I don't want to get back on the alcohol again.
I don't
think it's a good idea for me.
Well, don't. It sounds like you're struggling.
I think I'm better.
You need to just tell me. No, I understand where you are. You're struggling. You have to put it aside and just make the decision that you're going to stay sober. You have to do that. You have to make the decision.
Well, I think it's better for me.
It is better, but you have to make the decision. You know it's better, of course. But you have to say, no, I'm going to get sober. The end. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Never mind. I'm just babbling.
Well, I just get so stressed out so easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I get it.
It's like I just get stressed out so easy.
But does a drink make that better?
Yeah, it does.
That sucks.
I don't know why it does.
But it's just temporary.
I mean, it really does.
It's just temporary, right?
Oh, there's Of course, there's a black tranny out here.
It makes you feel better, but then your life is shit again. You don't want that. That's just drugs. It's just another drug. You know what I mean?
All right, listen. I just pulled up outside the Gay and Lesbian Center, so...
All right, Tammy.
Of course, there's a pregnant... It looks like a pregnant black tranny out here. Yeah. There always is. Do you want me to call you back when I get done?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be around, but try. Yeah, sure.
All right, bye.
Text me. Okay, bye. Audience, I don't know what happened, but I'll finish the arch ober now. I'm sorry for that interruption, and I might slice these together, but I don't. No, I'll just start it over. Fuck it. You know what? Fuck it. Because that was a really cool intro, and it sucks to be interrupted. You can skip if you don't want to hear it again. Wait. I gotta turn on the thing holder. For the holder. Un momento, audience. Listen to what Cheryl Duty in the meanwhile, I guess. I don't want a looped one, though. Let's see. This one looks... Not that one. That one looks pretty good in terms of sound wave size. Well, just... No, you don't want to hear that. No, I don't think we need to go to D. No. All right, let's see here. Let's see, audience.
You kicked them out!
Linda, I begged with you.
Sorry, I didn't go back. Good, there we go. Bye for now. Maybe twice.
This is Arch Obler. Do you love your wife or your husband or your friend? Or do you hate? The terrors you are about to hear are in your own mind. Listen to them.
Glory, woman.
Hey, hey, now that's enough. Cut it up, break it up, will you? Oh, Linda, for the love of Mike, cut it out, will you? Your husband will be tearing in here in a minute.
Oh, yeah? So what? Hey, give me my drink, Joe. Oh, baby, do I feel swell.
Oh, golly, look what time it is. Come on, Joe, we better get out of here.
No, don't go, I don't want to be alone.
Your husband's here, ain't he?
Oh, so that's the same thing, isn't it? Come on, stick around. Let's have some more fun. I got, let's say, blue, way blue. I'm as blue as I can.
Linda, for heaven's sakes, Linda.
Oh, well, speak of the devil. How are you, Johnny boy? Come on in, the water's wet. Only don't slip on the ice cubes.
Linda, for heaven's sake, I'm trying to work.
Oh, go away, go away. Hey, you're spoiling my party. Throw him out of here, Kenny. He's only my husband.
Oh, Linda, take it easy.
Get out of here. You, whatever your name is, get out.
Okay.
No. You two, go on, clear out.
I'm going.
No. No, wait, don't listen to him. It's my house. It's my house. You kicked him out, my friends. You kicked him out.
Linda, I've begged with you. I've pleaded with you to keep those people out of this house while I'm trying to get some work done.
You kicked him out. My friend!
Night after night, you and those people yowling and screaming like a pack of alley cats. And you're the worst of all. I'm through, Linda. I'm through with you for good.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not.
Now, keep away from me. Keep away. Oh, Linda.
You see? You're not through with me at all.
Oh, Linda, Linda.
No. You let me go. Let me go. I don't want you, you fool. You're not through with me. I'm through with you.
Linda, you're my wife.
Huh? Is that supposed to hold me to you? Why do you think I married you?
You loved me. You must have loved me.
I loved you about as much as that canary up there lives its cage.
Stop that.
I told myself I'd stay with you a year.
For 5 years?
Yeah, we've been 5 years, because you threw me a curve. You started to make more than I ever thought you could make. But now I've had a bellyful. So goodbye, mister. I'm cashing in.
Linda, you don't mean that.
One side, bookkeeper. I'm headed for Vegas.
You're no good. I know you're no good, but heaven help me, I love you. I've never loved anybody else.
Let's get out of my way.
No, I won't let you go. You've got to stay.
Take your hands off me. You let go!
Oh, good. You cost me my self-respect, but you're going to stay with
me. Keep your hands off
me. You'll stay with me or I'll cut you off without a cent. You'll never get a dime from me, not a dime. Now, stop that. Stop laughing.
Oh, you fat-headed sow.
You stop that.
You're going to cut me off without a cent, are you? Oh, you fool. I've got everything that belongs to you now, you hear me? Everything.
What are you talking about? What are you saying?
This house. It's in my name, isn't it? The car. It's in my name, isn't it?
You wouldn't.
Wouldn't I? Well, listen to this, my darling husband. I cleaned out the bank account yesterday.
No.
Every cent of it. I won't be in the street. You will. This is my house. Get your things and get out of here.
What? I'll kill you.
No.
I'll kill you.
Oh, you stop it. No! No! Let me go! My Egyptian cat! Broken!
It was your arm.
You pushed me against it, you!
You and your stupid cat statue. We're talking about our marriage.
You broke my Egyptian cat.
All right, I broke it. They're more important to you. I'll break them all.
No! 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 Oh, what are you doing? Stop it! I'll stab you!
My face!
Broken. Oh, broken. My lovely cats. My babies. My baby.
Oh, you clawed me. Blooded.
My babies.
Is that what they were to you?
Babies.
Yeah. A cat. That's what you are. Mother of cats. A cat. That's what you are. A cat. A big white cat. You think like one. You screech like one. You claw like one. You even look like one. Your eyes. I never realized before. Your cat's eyes. That's what they are. Cat's eyes. A cat. I didn't marry a woman. I married a cat. You're a cat. A backyard, back fence cat.
That's enough of that. Stop saying it.
A cat.
Stop staring at me like that. Stop staring at me. John, what's happening to me? John, my head.
What?
I can hardly see. John, help me. John.
Linda.
What are you staring at? What are you staring at? What are you staring
at? Linda!
Now, John, that's quite enough of that.
Doctor, what have I done?
Will you listen to me once and for all? Stop blaming yourself for what happened.
You don't understand. You weren't there.
I understand your wife very well, and I don't have to specialize in psychiatry for that understanding.
Tell me.
Well, it's preposterous to say you're to blame. She was in a hysterical condition. The suggestion that she was a cat resulted in a temporary retreat from reality.
Then I am to blame.
Not a bit of it. It would have happened somewhere, sometime.
Oh, now.
Look here, I told you 5 months ago that your wife was mentally ill.
No.
You said no then, and you say no now.
I know
she is... Mental illness has all sorts of levels, has all sorts of manifestations, and all sorts of reasons. Her abnormal attachment to that collection of pottery cats. Substitute for the children she could never have. Now, I warned you of that, too.
You talk, but what about now? She's in there, sick. What good is your talking?
I'm through talking. She's under sedation. She'll sleep until morning. I'll come back then and face the issue of treatment. All right?
If you say so.
I do indeed. Good night. Now do get some rest.
Linda, I've got to see you again. I've got to make sure you're all right. Sleeping. So quietly. Face like a child's. Her hands.
on the covers. Like claws. No. No, Linda. I didn't mean to wake you up. It's smiling. Your teeth. Like fangs.
Doctor, listen to her. Dear God, listen to her.
Fingers into claws, teeth into fangs. It can't be happening, and yet I've seen it.
Why are you standing there? Why don't you do something?
But what? In the name of all that's rational, what?
Well, there must be something, a drug, something, something.
Yesterday I had all the answers, a retreat from reality, psychosomatic. Now, I don't know. I have to call in someone else.
What?
Consultation, another doctor. Yes, that's it. Get someone to help me.
No, no. Now, wait.
Now,
wait.
Stop pulling at me. John, wait. What are you doing?
You're calling in someone else?
Yes, yes, of course. Fact of the matter is, I think I'll phone my friend Dr. Rodman at County. Now, don't look at me so blankly. It's the only possible answer.
Answer?
Well, this horrible thing that's happened to your wife, it goes beyond just you and me. It goes beyond the normal into the supernormal. Now, where's the telephone? Oh, yes, at the foot of the stairs.
No.
Now, what are you doing,
I won't
John?
Let you phone anyone, no.
Are you out of your mind? Let go of me.
She's Linda, my wife. Oh. I cursed her to God, and I turned her into a yowling beast.
Oh, John,
it's my shame, mine.
Yourself.
And you're not going to tell anyone else about it, no one.
Now, look, John, I'm getting a little weary of your hysteria. Will you let go of me?
You've got to swear you won't tell anyone.
Let go of me.
He fell. Doctor, are you dead? Oh, Linda, who will help us now? No. No, try to sleep, darling. Try to sleep. Yes. I know, darling, but it's almost morning. You must rest.
Meow.
Sleep, meow. Linda. Sleep, my darling. All right.
Meow.
All right, I'll stop. I've got to be strong. I've got to help you. And I did help you. He was going to tell them about you. Other people, they'd have taken you away from me, locked you up, and stared at you through bars. But I couldn't let him, could I? And then he fell. And I buried him down. Oh, I've pleased you, haven't I, my darling? I never could please you before, could I? But now I've pleased you. I'll tell them he never came here and no one will ever know, darling. What is it, darling? What's the matter? Why are you getting up? What is it? Why go to the window? What do you want? If I could only understand you, if I could only know what you're trying to say to me. Oh, no! Linda, no! No, stop! Stop!
Ah, good morning, Mr. Taylor. Always my first customer.
Morning.
I was saying to my wife I was eating breakfast this morning.
Yes, Mr. Heinrich, some other time. I'm in a hurry. My order, please.
Sure, but you didn't give me an order yet. How about a nice broiling steak?
No, nothing like that.
But broiling a steak, that's easy. When my wife goes to the country, that's what I always make for myself.
Look, no. Now, I'm in a hurry. My package. Have you got it?
All right. You don't have to get so excited, Mr. Taylor. What do you want? The same as yesterday?
Yes, the same as yesterday. A couple of pounds of fresh liver.
A small steak?
Liver.
All right. But it's not good for you for 3 days. Ever since your wife went away, you eat nothing but liver.
Are you going to fill my order?
I'm filling. So, liver for cats.
Why do you say that?
Why shouldn't I say it? So much liver is for cats. Listen, this morning I caught a couple of mice in a trap. Maybe you'd like to take them along.
Blast you.
Mr. Taylor, the liver, you forgot. Crazy customers.
Oh, my Linda. Close to me. Always close to me. Never leave me now, will you? It's better this way. No, no, it's all right. I won't answer it. All right, if you want me to. But what if it's about him? Well, that's true. I buried him. They wouldn't know. All right, all right. I'll have to leave you alone for a moment, Linda. Don't be impatient. I'll get rid of whoever it is in a moment. Yes, yes. Well, what is it? What is it?
Oh, are you the owner of this house?
Yes, what do you want?
Kerrigan's my name. I've got that greenhouse across the alley from you.
Yes?
Well, we never met, but as I said, Kerrigan's the name. I'm with the department.
Department?
Police. I'm desk sergeant at the 3rd Precinct Station.
What do you want?
Well, I don't want a thing. Officially, that is. See, I'm off duty today, so I thought I'd drop over and talk to you about it. Do you mind if I step in for a moment?
Step in?
Yeah, in.
Of course.
Thank you. Shall I just get you up or something?
No, no.
Well, you got a nice place here.
Yes, nice, very nice.
Oh, say, look at that.
What?
The birdcage on the floor.
Oh, yes, I knocked it over last night.
Did it get out?
What?
The canary. Did it get out?
The canary.
Yeah.
It died.
Oh, that's too bad.
A long time ago. A long time ago.
Oh, now that reminds me why I came over here.
Yes?
Now, I'm not the one who's complaining. Believe me, if I put my mind to it, I could sleep through a rocket launching. But it's my Ella. A little noise and she's walking the floor all night.
Oh, say, I'm not disturbing her, am I?
Her?
Yeah, you know. The missus. She's still asleep.
No, no, of course not. She's out of town.
Oh, well, that's fine. I always like to talk things over without the women around. They get so emotional about nothing.
What's wrong? What do you want to tell me?
Well, now, take it easy. It's just the cat.
Cat?
Yeah, the cat. Just got it, didn't you?
I have no cat.
But my Ella heard it. Well, I heard it, too, for that matter.
I have no cat.
But it came right from this house.
I tell you, I have no cat. Isn't that sufficient?
Well, now, seeing as you're talking that way, I'll speak up myself. Now, I heard a cat yowling last night, and the night before, and the night before that. Now, and it came right from this house. Now, what do you say to that?
Get out. Out.
All right, now, wait, don't get excited. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I haven't got a cat. Maybe it's a stray one caught in your cellar without you knowing it. Now, if you just let me go down there and...
No, I tell you, there is no cat here. Now, get out, get out, get out of here.
It's your house, and that's the kind of neighbor you want to be. I guess I can...
Well, what are you standing there for? Get out! Get out!
Now, just a minute. No cat, eh? What was that I just heard?
I told you to get out. You've got no right to come barging in.
Mister, you are a liar.
Get out! Get out of here.
Oh, no, I won't. Listen to that animal. If that ain't a Section 48 creating a public nuisance, I never heard one.
You get out of here. This is my house. Now get out of
here. Now stop pulling at me, mister. I may be off duty, but I'm still an officer of the law. And I'm telling you that cat in there is violating the city ordinance. Oh, listen to it. What the devil?
Yes, yes, I lied. It's a cat. It's just a cat. I'll make it be quiet. If you go away, I promise to make it be quiet.
Will you let go of me? If it's just a cat, what are you getting so excited about?
It's my house.
Well,
it's
sure
my house.
Sure, it's your house. Well, what's going on here? I think I'll just take a look.
No, stay away. Don't open the...
Oh, no.
I told you. I told you to go.
What is it? No! No! Stay away! Linda, don't! Oh, my gun! Gotta get...
Linda!
Oh, Linda.
I had to shoot. I gotta get help for my eyes.
Close to me. Yes, Linda, close to me.
John. John.
I heard you. I heard you.
And, lunchbox.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Shelley Berman.
About a month ago, or maybe it was, I don't know, maybe it was 2 months ago. It could very easily have been last week, actually. Yesterday, it was a day in which I did absolutely nothing. Not a thing. If anybody asked me what I was doing, I would have said creating, which is a hell of an easy out. And I was just recalling things, having a sort of an eclectic experience. Anything that fell into my head, I dealt with it for a few minutes and then threw it away. And I was recalling a radio show or a television show which I had seen or heard, I'm not sure which. And on this show, there was a child psychologist, and he was answering questions which had been submitted by mail from worried, distraught, harried, frightened, hysterical, and insane parents. You know the degrees to which they get. And one of the questions which had been submitted was from a mother who was very concerned about her very young daughter, whom she claimed was taking things which didn't belong to her, and she wanted to know what was wrong with her. Well, the child psychologist's diagnosis was that the kid was a thief. And he said, don't worry about it, you know. It wasn't his kid. And he said, two things will happen. Either she'll grow out of it or she'll become more proficient. So one way or the other, you know, she will have to benefit. Don't be too concerned. He said, don't discourage the little crook because you'll give her a trauma and she will grow up unable to adjust herself to society and all sorts of problems, you know. And so he said, you know, if the girl cheats, let her cheat, ignore it. And then he spoke out in a rather peculiar fashion about lying. As I recall, he said something to this effect. I know many liars doing very well these days. Making out airline schedules.
82. That goes back so far that most of the microphones we use were big square boxes. And I think that most of the performers were big squares, too. It seems to me that Harpo and I did a comedy routine. Of course, Harpo didn't come across very well on the radio, and the spot turned out to be a monologue. After that, we made motion pictures, Harpo, Chico, Zeppo, and I. We spent a day at the races, a night at the opera, and while we were making animal crackers, we really ate well. Somewhere along the way, John Goodell asked me if I do a quiz show for NBC. Can you imagine, after 40 years in show business, they invited me to end up as an encyclopedia? Well, I did the show, and to everyone's surprise, except mine, it was a success. You bet your life.
From Hollywood, California, the Hotchkiss Packing Company presents the Marx Brothers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Groucho Marx speaking, and already it's not such a good evening. Tonight, Chico and myself, with the help of that grand musical director, Raymond Page, bring you a slice of life from that crazy world they call Hollywood. As we drop into your home every Friday night, we're going to try to show you the unsung heroes of the motion picture business, the Hollywood agents. Those theatrical representatives who get jobs for the actors and actresses in the movie studios. It's about time these agents were recognized. Look at the stars they've made. Take us, for instance. Who made us what we are today? Who helped us when we were in need? Who loaned us money when we didn't have a dime? The Western Loan Company. Have one of our bonded representatives call at your house next Monday night and take your house away when you're having dinner. So on with the show and let the jokes have no age limit. And while Ray Page sets the scene, we'll get the theatrical office ready for our new business as Hollywood agents, where everything is 10% off, including the agents.
here's the office of the Square Deal Amusement Company, operated by Groucho and Chico Marx. Representatives of talent for the screen, sellers of sensational stars. Also headquarters for slot machines, pinball games, turkey raffles, and marked cars. Here they are, Chico and Groucho.
Very irksome, very irksome. I can't understand it. We have a business. We've got a marvelous office here, but nobody comes in. I wonder why they stay away. Chico, did you put up that sign on the door?
Yeah, but I couldn't find a sign that said Marx. The nearest thing I could get was a sign that said Mumps.
Fine office. Where's my secretary?
Out to lunch.
What time did she leave?
October.
If she's not back by next March, I'll give her 2 weeks' notice. A fine office. Or did I say that? Chico, why don't you go out and drum up some business?
I would, only I don't know what business we're in.
Why, we're Hollywood agents. We get people jobs and pictures.
Do we?
Don't change the subject.
But why do we want to get a people jobs and pictures?
Well, we get 10% of their salaries.
Don't we have to do anything for the money?
No, we're agents.
I know, but what do we do?
Nothing. We're agents.
Say, I've been an agent for years.
Of course, you should be great as a picture agent. You've never been able to get yourself a job in pictures.
Well, I nearly got a job one time. Yeah, in a picture called The Human Race.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, they said I wasn't the type.
Well, then you'd certainly make a fine agent.
All right. Well, where do you get at these people you put into pictures? How do you find actors?
Just carry a roast beef sandwich down the street and sign up anybody who snaps at it. Now go out and sign up some stars.
Say, I got a great idea. I'll get a Jean Harlow up to the office and sign her up.
Wait a minute. Jean Harlow has an agent.
Yeah, but it'll be a lot of fun getting her up in the office. Say, boss, do we charge the ladies the same 10% commission?
We take 10% of everything an actress gets.
You know, I'm only afraid of one thing.
What's that?
Twins.
Chico, you're a dreamer. Come on, I'll try you out as an agent. For example, if you walked into a producer's office, how would you sell them Kate Smith?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why, you'd say, this little lady can sing, play the piano, and in an emergency, move it.
Oh. Oh, gee, I got the idea. Come on, try me again.
All right, suppose the studio calls up and wants a leading man like Clark Gable. What would you do?
Well, you say, this little lady can sing, play the piano in an emergency movie.
The trouble with you is you can't get your mind off Jean Harlow.
Pardon me, are you the Mumps Brothers?
Chico, you don't have to answer that.
You needn't be afraid of me. I've had the Mumps.
Yeah, but you haven't had the Marx Brothers.
Away with false modesty. What's your name, madam?
Sadie Thompson.
Hey, what's your racket, Miss Thompson?
I was in the California Company of Rain.
I don't remember that. What was it called?
Local Showers.
Enough of this pitter-patter. Tell me, my little blood orange, what do you do?
Well, you see, I can sing, play the piano.
And in an emergency, move it. Miss Thompson, you're wasting our valuable time and jokes. Would you like to sign up with us?
I should say not. Don't you remember? I was in here a month ago. I gave you my name and address, but you never got me a job. What are you going to do about it?
I'll give you back your name and address.
Oh, gee. Thanks very much. See, I think you're swell.
Oh, we're not swell.
Ah, you're just being swell. I'll never forget you for this. I think you're both swell.
Yeah, we think you're swell, too.
Oh, I don't think we're nearly as swell as she is. You are, but I certainly am not.
That's a certainly swell of you to say that.
Well, goodbye. It was swell seeing you.
Well, it was swell seeing you, too. Swell up and see us again sometime. This is a fine location. With the type of people we're getting here, our main entrance must be on an alley.
Hello, fellas.
Ah, an actor, or does my nose deceive me?
Say, this guy looks a swell, too.
No, that's not swell. It's the past tense, swollen.
My name is Cookie Johnson.
Oh, another piano move, or is it just a piano? What do you do for a living, if you call that living?
Why, I'm a radio comedian.
Oh, a radio comic, eh? Well, you came to the right place. There's going to be fireworks around here, and we'll need a punk like you.
Are you the man who gets people jobs and pictures?
No, I'm a Hollywood agent, but this is no time for the truth. Tell me, why do you want to leave the radio to go into pictures?
Well, pictures is high class.
Yes, isn't they? Oh, you like that, eh?
No.
Who's that?
Oh, this is my partner, Chico Marx.
Any relation to Laundry Marx?
Chico, put on your brass knuckles and shake hands with Mr. Johnson.
How do you do? Your name is familiar, but I don't know how to do with your face.
I've got a couple of suggestions.
I don't know if I want you guys for my agents. I don't know if I want an agent. You can't depend on them. I read in the paper the other day just about an agent who committed suicide by jumping off a roof.
Oh, don't pay any attention to that.
Why not?
That was me. It was a publicity stunt.
I'm getting out of here.
Quick, Chico, lock the door.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you agents charge for commission?
Well, 10% is our fee.
Well, if it's fee, why do you charge 10%?
Quick, Chico, open the door.
You know, I don't like him.
Another thing. How much salary will you guarantee me?
Chico, get a contract ready, and write in the salary, we'll guarantee him.
Okay, how do you spell coffee and cake?
Hey, if I'm going to sign anything, it's got to be a legal contract.
You can trust us, Mr. Johnson. We're an old established firm. We've been in this location since 7:15. Here, I'll draw up the contract. How's this? Whereas you think you're a comedian, and whereas we think we're agents, and we think we can get you a job in movies, of course we're not sure, whereas... For this consideration, you, as claimant whereas, waive retainer thereof whereas.
That's the trouble with this country, too many foreigners.
Let me see that contract. Hey, what do I pay you this 10% for?
That's for overhead.
Yeah, but what's this other 10% for?
That's for underwear.
See here, haven't you guys got any underwear?
Yes, but you know, we live in a changing world.
Now, let's get this straight right now. Mr. Marx, how much commission do you want?
How much money do you need to live?
Hey, wait, here's another 10%.
Yeah, that's for overcoats.
Well, I'm not going to sign this.
Listen, tub of butter, when you say that, smile.
Yeah, you know what happened to the last guy who didn't sign with us?
No, what?
He's now a star at MGM.
I'll tell you what I'll do. You get me a job for $5,000 a week, and I'll give you $50.
Huh. You get us a job for $5,000 a week, and we give you $100.
Well, that seems fair enough.
Fine, sign here, and we'll take you right over... We'll take you right over to Mr. Pincus's office at the Miracle Studios and get you starred in a picture called Strike Me Pincus.
Okay, but you got to put a clause in the contract guaranteeing me work.
All right, how's this? Whereas, if we don't get you a job in 4 consecutive months, or 4 consecutive jobs in 1 consecutive month, you're an old maid. Now sign.
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy. I can't sign right away with you. You're strangers.
Strangers? Oh, you're crazy. I've known Groucho for years.
Well, that's different. I'll sign. Where's your pen?
Alcatraz.
He doesn't... Not your home. The pen, he means. Here you are.
Thanks.
Wait, there's no pen point in the pen.
That doesn't matter. I can't write.
Then we're even. We can't read. I'll never forget the first time I fell in love. Then came the depression. You know, once I built a railroad, then I ran out of blocks. It was just before the crash. I was eating my last chicken dinner. I was the kid with the drumstick. Then came the war. Well, the war wasn't quite that horrible. Yes, the war, and I fought and I fought, but I had to go anyway. Before I knew it, I was in the thick of battle, and then we ran out of ammunition. All we have are some peas, so we shell them. I'll never forget how surprised I was the day the general stood before me. He said, "Private Marx, I've had my eye on you for a long time. I've seen you all through your preliminary training in groundwork, and I want you to leave my wife alone." Of course, I was taken aback. I was taken aback to the guardhouse, and when I woke up, I had a black eye. How proud I was. My first decoration. But I found they had stripped me of everything. My pride was gone. My honor was gone.
Was your watch gone, too?
No, but it was going. Then the armistice was declared, and I crawled out of a haystack, packed up my needle, and returned home. I walked into my little gray cottage, and there was my wife. That'll give you a rough idea of what kind of home life Ray Page has. Ah, home. I can see it now. A little rose-covered cottage, and there is my wife, standing at the door.
Yeah, how do you know she's standing?
I sold the furniture before I left, stupid. Ah, home. What is home without a mother? Chico, I ask you, what is home without a mother?
An incubator.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was Miss Hollis Shore, Chico, and myself, rendering one voice in two counterfeit choruses of Pennies from Heaven, accompanied by Raymond Page at the Mighty Cash Register. And now, in all fairness to our real singing star, I think Miss Hollis Shore should have an opportunity of winning your approval. Chico, take over.
Look, everybody, listen. All of you people at the banquet tonight are in the picture business. You're always looking for new talent, and yet, right here under your nose is a great singer. Come on, give her a break and listen to her. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to help her Raymond Page direct, and I show you how I would present her. First we start. Very soft, like a summer night in Naples. And then suddenly we hear the fountains in the gardens. That's the violin.
It must be someone waiting who feels the way I do.
Then the nightingale joins with you. That's the flute. Then the wind in the trees. That's the clarinet. The shallows are the sea. The bright moon, the horns. And soon the whole night is singing with you.
Forgetting this sweet memory across the years that come to me, and I've never arrived in my heart. I never left to speak to the sky.
The moon sets.
Mountains.
This is Groucho Marx, hoping that you like the program. We'd also like to have you know that Miss Hollis Shore is, in actuality, our protege. Both Chico and I feel sure that she has a great future as a singing star. And we want you to know, too, that we intend in all seriousness to do everything in our power to further her career. And so, my friends, for Raymond Page and myself, I say good night. Say good night, Chico.
Good night, Chico.
Remember that the Hotchkiss Packing Company will not be responsible for any comedians left after 30 days.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Applause, please. I'm not here as an actor. I'm here as a barrister. Mm-hmm. My card, Crosby. Read it and give it back. I don't want to spoil the deck.
Hey, quite a law firm you have here. Mulholland, Crenshaw, Adams, Fairfax, Wilshire, and La Cienega. Where do you come in?
Between Melrose and Franklin on the streetcar.
Where's your office?
On the streetcar I came up here on. And if you think having a motorman for a secretary is any fun, you just try it sometime. Couldn't even get him to take off his gloves. Now, let's get down to business, Crosby. My client, Miss Wartcruncher, is suing you for $50,000.
Now, wait a minute.
All right, we'll settle for $40,000.
$40,000?
You haven't got it on you. I have the wrong Crosby, and I understand there is a wrong Crosby.
104% right. You must mean Brother Everett, but Groucho...
I don't mean Gummo.
Before I part with this kind of tin, don't you think it would be... All right, or would you consider me impertinent? Would you? This is quite a word here. Impertinent.
You want to shorten it down and try a different way?
I'm doing a small Durante on this word. Would I be impertinent if I ask you why?
Very well, but only one question to a defendant. That took care of my answer. Now answer this. Now answer this question. Did you or did you not drive recklessly down Hollywood Boulevard on your way to the studio this afternoon?
No, I drove very cautiously down Sunset.
42 paid witnesses can't be wrong. You came down Hollywood Boulevard, and when you turned onto Vine Street, you splashed mud all over my client.
Mud? Where would you get mud on Vine Street?
I get it from a fellow who's got a dirty mind. Never mind where I get my mud, and you were driving recklessly.
What was I driving?
It was either a Cadillac convertible or a Philco console. But that's not important.
You don't know my sponsor.
I don't know any sponsor, and if I did, I'd have a show of my own. Phil Harris has two shows. What have I got? An office on a streetcar and a bucket full of mud.
I don't want to get entangled in any litigation here, so produce your client. If she can identify me, I'll be glad to make reparations. But frankly, I don't think she has a leg to stand on.
Frankly, I don't know. I've never seen her in a short dress. Oh, Miss Crunchwattle.
The name?
Get down.
The name is Wart Crunchel, Mr. Giesler.
Did you tell her you were Jerry Giesler?
Get a much bigger fee that way, yeah. And if you keep your mouth shut and pay off, I'll split it with you, Crosby. Now, Miss Wartcruncher, what's your first name?
Lana.
Lana. Lana, what hollow mockery. Is Crosby here the man who splashed you?
Yes, that's the man. He was wearing a gray Homburg hat, a frock coat, an ascot tie, striped trousers, and spats.
Boy, have you got the wrong man.
Don't be too sure. Now, Lana, when this man passed you in his car, was he also wearing a diamond stick pin?
I'm not sure. About that time, if you remember, you hit me in the face with the mud.
This entire case is a fraud. If I were wearing a frock coat and spats on Vine Street, I'd have them on now, wouldn't I?
Not necessarily. I was wearing a nightgown last night, but I haven't got it on now.
It's a matter of opinion.
You threw your suit away so you couldn't be identified.
I did not.
Then why are you standing there in your underwear?
Not... not my underwear. I bought it from Ma Perkins.
Must be mighty breezy right now around the old gal, huh?
Wait a minute. You can't even prove that this girl was standing on the corner.
Not only can I prove that she was standing there, but I'll prove that she was stamping her feet.
What is she stamping her feet for?
She was sending them to Sears Roebuck to get a new pair of shoes. How we fought over that joke, huh?
Wish that'd have won. If you'll dismiss the whole thing, I'll be glad to buy a new dress for this charming young lady.
Charming young lady? I'll lay you 8 to 5. She's none of the three.
What about my damages?
You've got enough damages. What you need is repairs.
All right, then. Shall we say $45, Groucho?
$45? That won't even keep me in saddle soap for my briefcase. Crosby, between you and Mother Nature, you have ruined this young girl's life. Huh? And this girl is an Ingrid Bergman by a long shot. And speaking of long shots, Lanner, I'm afraid you'll never make the bridal pair.
Well, what about Lionel?
Lionel? Who's he?
The man she was betrothed to, she was going to marry this afternoon.
The plot thickens.
She was on her way downtown to get married. As a matter of fact, she was waiting for my office to come by.
For 20 years, I've been trying to trap Lionel.
Think of how this will sound in front of a jury, Crosby, if they're still awake. 20 years she waits to snag a man, and when she finally gets him cornered, you splash mud on her and he jilts her.
Oh, I'm a beast.
Speaking of beasts, let's get back to my client. 20 long years she waited for Lionel.
Well, where was he all that time?
He was in bed with a very bad haircut. He got mixed up in a clip joint. And now, because of you, this girl will have to spend the rest of her life sitting at home twiddling her thumbs. And there's nothing more disgusting than a pair of twiddle thumbs.
Hold on.
I'd like to see Skitch Henderson play the piano with twiddle thumbs. I'd like to see a Toby play that way. Come to think of it, I'd like to see a Toby. He owes me 20 smackers.
20 smackers. Well, now, that's a nice round figure, and that's just what I'm going to give you.
And that's just what I'm going to take.
Oh, no, you won't. You said we'd hook Crosby for plenty.
That's the trouble with you girls around Hollywood, framing celebrities. Splashing mud on your dress, hiring a cheap, shyster lawyer. Now go before I set the dogs on you. But before you go, I want to say one thing to you. You owe me 85 cents for the mud.
Why, it was all your idea.
Well, I've got another idea. I'm going south.
Oh, goody, we'll go together.
Skip it, I'll go west.
Wait a minute, I'll get my hat and go with you.
Mr. Horace Greeley was no fool. I'm sure that you agree with me that Greeley was no fool.
What he is getting at is that Mr. Greeley is no fool.
The wisdom of the man can be denied by none, for he's the one who said.
Before you go to Buffalo, to Baltimore, or Borneo, to Eastern Pennsylvania, or Sudan,
go west, young man.
If you go to that land, sonny, you will have a lot of money. If you bring the money with you when you come
to the long prairie, yippee-yee, yippee-yee,
yippee-yee-yee,
yippee-yee.
Travel at or scamper off to Trinidad, to Albany, New York, or Yucatan.
Go west, young man.
In the east they live on donuts, in the west the natives grow nuts, and I'll guarantee you'll go nuts if you come
to the long prairie. Yippee-yi, 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 yippee-yi.
A cowboy's gal is a real true pal. She will stick to him right or wrong. All wrong.
Go west, young man. Go where the air puts air on your chest, young man.
You can ride a bucking bronco or a pony.
You can cut a calf in half and make baloney.
Go west, young man. Go right out there and give him a bear to rest. You can.
Don't go east, don't go north, don't go south, have a care.
Don't go up, don't go down, don't go here, don't go there. If it's true what they say about Dixie,
go west, young man.
Go out and till the soil there. Dig for gold and you'll find a lair where the crow flies as the snow flies. Go west but home.
If you are fond of hunting, there's no place that can compare. You may not bag a lion or a tiger or a bear,
but if you want a jackass, there are plenty of them there.
Go west, young man. We suggest you go west, young man.
The judges there are very fair, they always are, of course. A cowboy and his missus went to court for a divorce.
The cowboy got the children and the missus got the horse.
Go west, young man! Hey.
Nobody yet. How many times you shot that mom?
My name is Nicola Williams, and my baby's name is Sincere Person.
Yeah.
Baby, you got to hang up because I can't get no in calls because you got me on whatever you're doing.
My name is Phil, honey. You have a car? Did you get a motel? Can I suck on him? Can I suck on him? Can I suck on him? 13 inches. I want to suck your pussy, baby. 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 I want to suck your pussy, baby.
We'll be right back.
hold on.